After 6 weeks of intense courtroom battle, the fate of AT&T's $85 billion merger with Time Warner is now on its way to a decision. The Justice Department, which sued to block the deal, ended arguments yesterday, claiming that the merger would cost consumers millions of dollars a year. The company said the merger would benefit consumers because it would allow Time Warner and AT&T to compete more effectively against the booming tech content producers like Google and Netflix. And this comes as another possible merger hits the headlines between T-Mobile and Sprint. So here to explain, please, is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is executive editor of Recode and host of the podcast Recode Decode. Hi, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. And first, start with any tea leaves you can read. Did the judge, Richard Leon, give any indication how he's going to rule in this?
No, it's not really clear what he's going to do. And he's got a couple of weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, probably in June before there's any decision. He seems to be tending towards AT&T because this challenge by the Justice Department is highly in question. And, you know, many people think is motivated by Donald Trump's antipathy towards CNN, which is part of this merger.
Well, let's explain that because, again, President Trump said he didn't like the merger when it was first spoken of, and everybody knows he's a sworn enemy of CNN. And one of the things the Department of Justice is asking for is that the two companies sell off some of the branches, and one of them would be CNN.
Yeah, they're asking for a lot of things. What was interesting is the person who is now doing this originally had thought there was no problem with it and then suddenly did. There's all kinds of things hanging off of this. And at the same time, it's a vertical merger, which is things, not a horizontal merger, which is like Sprint and T-Mobile. And so usually these go through without a lot of scrutiny. What's interesting, another request, Disney's efforts to buy parts of 20th Century Fox, doesn't get any attention, and it's a similar kind of thing, and actually even more concentration of content. It's a horizontal merger. So, and that's his friend, Rupert Murdoch. So it's kind of an interesting situation going on.
It is. And let's back up and remind people, although most know, this is all about the changing landscape of what we watch and how we watch it. And, you know, program producers like Time Warner are looking at this landscape and wondering, will we even have TVs as we know them in the future? So tell us more about that.
Well, you know, there is this political overlay in this particular case, and it's quite severe, actually. But in general, it's part of a trend. The reason AT&T is interested in buying this is that companies like Google and Netflix and Amazon are really being aggressive in the content space and are growing very quickly. They also have distribution means. And how people watch television and the way they do it and the way they pay for it is changing drastically. And they're bringing enormous amounts of money to bear. And so a lot of these companies like AT&T are looking for other lines of business. They're in a very competitive cell business with Verizon and now if this other merger takes place.
Right.
And so they've got to get other things. And so the idea is to do more target advertising using content, not unlike when Comcast bought NBC. It's a similar kind of situation.
Well, but you say there's a lot of political overlay and you are concerned about it. But, you know, play devil's advocate. On the other side, the Justice Department is saying that AT&T could threaten to withhold Time Warner content like the NBA games or like CNN and get more money from rival cable and satellite operators to run that kind of programming. So they're saying that's part of their concern.
Yeah, that's their concern right now. But this is a vertical merger, which is not like to like. And they're not at all saying anything on the others. So that's my reason for the ones that are horizontal mergers with people are more worried about, where one company owns quite a lot of content. And so, you know, all these things are political. And that's definitely a concern if they're going to withhold stuff like that. But that's been going on for years. And I think AT&T has made, Randall Stevens has made some promises in this area of not, you know, I think they're willing to make assurances on those kind of things. But that's not what's at play here, really.
There are so many chess pieces here, and you've been mentioning Rupert Murdoch. And for Time Warner, this merger with AT&T would prevent it from being bought out by the Rupert Murdoch-founded News Corp, which there have been attempts.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are thinking, well, Murdoch's not going to want Fox and CNN under one tent, so he might jettison
CNN. He did at
CNN.
One point.
He did.
Yeah, he did at one point. I mean, he's sort of at the end of his career, and, you know, he's selling off. He's a seller in this Disney deal. And they're going to keep, I guess, Fox News and maybe the Wall Street Journal. I forget. That's in a different corporation. I'm sorry, because they split
that
up. That
gets confusing.
So, he's a seller. He's not a collector of assets anymore. I think most people realize. But it's still confusing. But the issue is, it's the backdrop of technology changing the way we get content and the technology companies entering the content business.
Yeah. Talk just briefly again about T-Mobile trying to merge mm-hmm. with Sprint.
Right. Well, they're the number three or four. There's two top, obviously, cell companies or mobile companies are AT&T and Verizon. Comcast is getting into it, and Xfinity is getting into it, too. But it's a highly competitive area, and these are the two weaker members, and they're merging. They're trying to merge, actually.
And what does it mean for consumers?
In order to be stronger.
Just briefly.
Lower prices, presumably. But this seems to be a consolidation of power. That's everyone's saying lower prices. Yeah. But when you have fewer players, there's going to be the prices stay higher, I mean, in general.
Well, look, it's a game of musical chairs, and you're going to watch it unfold, see who gets a seat. Kara Swisher, executive editor of Recode, host of the podcast Recode Decode. Kara, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.